From Wondery, I'm Priya Iyer, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Grandpa Gopi's Magic Medicine. It was a cool and crispy fall morning. Ayush sat up in bed.
Shalu, get up,
whispered Ayush.
Why?
Ayush's twin sister Shalu groaned and pulled the covers over her head. Even though they were twins, Ayush and Shalu were different in all sorts of ways. He was an early bird, and she was a night owl. Ayush wanted to become a musician, and Shalu, a doctor.
Because it's Diwali, that's why,
said Ayush.
How could I forget?
Exclaimed Shalu. And with that, she threw off her covers, and they raced downstairs to the living room. It was the first day of Diwali, the festival of lights. Grandpa Gopi had been busy decorating the living room for the occasion. A statue of Dhanvantri, the god of Indian medicine, stood in the middle of the living room. The god had four hands, each holding a special healing object. There was a potion for immortality, a spiral conch shell, the scriptures of medicine, and finally, a blood-sucking leech. Below the statue, Grandpa Gopi had laid out herbs and flowers as offerings to Dhanvantri.
Good morning, you two,
Grandpa shouted.
Morning, Grandpa,
Shalu chimed back.
This statue is so cool. But how does a leech help the god of medicine?
Asked a puzzled Ayush.
Ancient doctors used them on the skin to improve blood flow.
Have you ever used leeches, Grandpa?
Asked Shalu, wide-eyed.
Are you trying to call me ancient?
Joked Grandpa. Shalu giggled.
Did you hear that, Ayush? This god does medicine, just like Grandpa and me.
Dhanvantri likes music, too,
insisted Ayush.
Don't think so,
retorted Shalu.
It's too early in the day to be fighting. Now, quick, get ready for prayers. I need to head to the medicine market soon.
Ayush picked up a peacock-shaped clay beaker placed near the statue.
Careful. I spent all year making that potion.
That potion will turn Ayush into a leech,
teased Shalu.
Then I'll suck all your blood.
Ayush growled. Shalu grabbed the beaker from her brother.
Na 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 na. Give me that. Ugh, no. Hey, give it to me.
The beaker shattered on the floor, spilling a blue-green liquid. The potion evaporated into a turquoise mist that surrounded the twins like a thick blanket.
Grandpa!
Shouted Ayush.
Grandpa Gopi, do something!
Cried Shalu.
Always hold the sweet fruit, and may your circle go around. Be kind in your pursuit, and soon be homeward bound.
The mist spun the twins in turbulent circles until they were abruptly dropped to the ground. They scrambled to their feet as the mist began to clear. Ayush and Shalu found themselves in a bustling marketplace. The air was filled with a cacophony of voices and languages. People on the streets were dressed in traditional Indian clothing. There were no cars or buses and no cell phones. They were in a whole different time and place now. They were in ancient India. A man playing dholak marched past the twins. Ayush danced to the beat, nodding and swaying. As the man played faster, Ayush danced faster too. Suddenly, he came to an abrupt halt.
Thank you for the sweet fruit, said the musician.
What sweet fruit?
Whispered Shalu.
Beats me. Get it?
Shalu rolled her eyes, and they walked on. The twins walked around the market in awe, taking in the fragrance of flowers and fruits. and the laughter of villagers. Suddenly, a lamb ran towards the twins. A woman holding a basket chased after it.
"Help! Please catch my lamb!"
she cried. Shalu quickly calculated the speed of the lamb, the distance between them, and the exact moment the lamb would cross their path. Then, she calmly gathered the lamb into her arms.
"May your circle be completed in the future,"
said the woman, thanking them as she walked off into the crowd.
"I don't have an incomplete circle. Sounds like one of Grandpa's riddles," said a puzzled Shalu.
"This must be the market Grandpa comes to every year," said Ayush. "Let's explore. It's not every day we travel back in time."
The twins walked deeper into the market to explore the wonders of the ancient medicine market. Suddenly, people were rushing in all directions, holding their bags tight.
"What's going on?" said Shalu.
Ayush waved at a man carrying a big sack.
"Excuse me, why are you hurrying? It's almost noon. If we don't leave now, we'll be stuck here until next year's festival."
"But we just got here," said Shalu.
"I've got to go now," said the man in a hurry.
"Wait, tell us how to get back home,"
Ayush pleaded.
"Use your returning potion," said the man.
"Our what?"
"The one that made the mist. Sorry, I really have to go. Good luck."
"Maybe we could buy the returning potion here," said Ayush.
"And a potion to turn you purple,"
snarked Shalu.
"I'll find a potion to make you bleat like a lamb,"
Ayush fired back. Ayush and Shalu turned around to see a short woman dressed in white, holding a gong and a hammer. She bellowed out,
"Hear ye, hear ye! You must leave the market in 3/4 of an hour. Don't get left behind."
Shalu ran over to the woman.
"Please, can you tell us where to buy the potion to go home?"
said Shalu.
"We don't buy and sell things here. If you ask nicely, someone might share it with you."
"But everyone's leaving," cried Ayush.
"You might ask the woman in the stone house, but..."
"But what?"
said Shalu.
"You must not be greedy. And hurry!"
"Let's find the woman in the stone house," said Shalu. "I don't want to be stuck here for a year."
"There it is,"
said Ayush, as he pointed at the house. The house was very old, and its dark stones were jagged and sharp.
"Wah!"
A mynah bird screeched as they came closer.
"This place looks haunted, sis. Let's get out of here."
"Don't be chicken, Ayush."
As the doors opened, a sprightly old woman stepped out. Her eyes shone like two black diamonds. Her smile was wide and toothless.
"Welcome. My name is Kalika. What brings you here?"
We were told you could give us the potion to return home,"
said a nervous Ayush.
"I have many potions. Come and look," said Kalika.
The twins looked at each other. They didn't want to go inside a strange house.
"We need the potion,"
whispered Shalu.
"Okay, here goes nothing."
The twins followed Kalika inside. Kalika led them into a brightly lit room filled with clay lamps. It smelled of camphor and sandalwood incense. The flames of the lamps danced on the walls, creating a magical light show. Wooden shutters snapped open to reveal more colorful clay beakers. The twins looked around in bewilderment.
"These potions can cure wounds, fight fatigue, and even stop hunger. I made them according to the scriptures handed to us by Dhanvantri,"
said Kalika. Ayush and Shalu turned to their right. Another cupboard opened. Inside were seashells and spiral conch shells of different sizes and colors.
"The conch shells are filled with soul-cleansing music,"
said Kalika.
"Just like the conch shell in God Dhanvantri's hands."
"You're right,"
said Kalika.
"The music in these shells brings you contentment, joy, and humility."
"I wish I could take this back to my baseball coach, who's never happy with my batting,"
I want to take the medicine that cures fatigue. Then I can work on my science fair project all night long.
Remember, you can only take one cure back with you.
This one sounds interesting. The cure for forgetfulness. I will never forget a single element in the periodic table, Shalu said. Ayush was more interested in the shells.
The shell for calm might work on you, Shalu.
Now, it's time to pick.
Shalu, which one?
As the twins tried to decide, they had forgotten the one thing they needed, the potion to return home.
Put that shell down, Ayush. We're taking a potion back with us.
Hey, don't grab it,
shouted Ayush.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Wait, Shalu, don't.
Greed is the mother of destruction. Now I can't give you the return potion you came here for,
said Kalika.
We got greedy,
said Ayush.
We're sorry.
We're very sorry, Kalika. Is there another way to go home?
Asked Shalu. Kalika closed her eyes and tapped the wooden table. The twins waited nervously.
There is one way, but you'll have to work together.
We will,
promised Ayush.
There is a riddle in the scriptures that can take you back home.
Just like Grandpa's riddles,
said Shalu.
It's not long before noon. You must solve the riddle before time runs out. Tell us the riddle.
If it's a fruit, it never rots and always stays sweet. If it's a shape, it's a circle that always completes. The world is much brighter if we use it each day, and we'll always have more if we give it away.
A sweet fruit, Ayush pondered.
A mango, maybe? It's a fruit, and it's always sweet,
said Shalu.
But they rot quickly. Anyway, it said, if it's a fruit, so it's not a fruit.
Why don't you have a go?
Challenged Shalu.
Maybe it's sunshine,
said Ayush.
Sunshine is bright, and the sun is a circle that spins around.
But it doesn't get brighter each day,
Shalu pointed out.
Yes, it does. It gets hotter during the day and cooler at night,
explained Ayush.
Don't be silly. The sun doesn't change temperature. We only feel that it's a different temperature in relation to its position in the solar system,
countered Shalu.
Ugh, don't be such a fact robot. Use your imagination.
Hurry,
reminded Kalika.
Think about your day in the market.
The musician said thank you for the sweet fruit, said Ayush.
And when I caught that lamb,
said Shalu,
the woman said, may your circle be completed in the future.
Hang on. Sweet fruit. Didn't Grandpa say something as we were being whooshed in the time-traveling mist?
Asked Ayush.
I can't remember all of it,
said Shalu.
What do you remember?
Always hold the sweet fruit, and may your circle...
Shalu hesitated.
Go around. Be kind in your pursuit, and soon be homeward bound.
Ayush finished. At that moment, Shalu and Ayush had a big realization.
Grandpa told us the answer to the riddle, because he knew we didn't have the return potion.
Kalika, we know the answer.
The twins shouted it out in unison.
Kindness!
Kalika laughed and waved her arms, summoning the mist. The turquoise mist embraced them. And this time they weren't afraid. As they twirled in the magical mist, Ayush put an arm around Shalu.
What an adventure!
He shouted with joy.
Woohoo!
Shalu laughed as they spun around. When the mist cleared, they were back in the living room, standing in front of Grandpa Gopi.
There you are! I was so worried. Did you catch the poem I called out?
Asked Grandpa.
That's what helped us get back,
said Ayush.
So, you met my old friend Kalika then? Did she tempt you with her array of potions and shells?
Yeah, and we nearly got stuck there when the last gong went off.
Lucky we remembered your poem at the last minute.
Kindness can cure many things in our world, don't you think? Just like the little clay lamp that cured darkness.
Is that one of your Diwali stories, Grandpa?
Asked Ayush.
Please tell us, Grandpa.
And so, Grandpa began the story.
Prince Rama was returning home after his exile on a new moon's night. It was very dark, so the people of the city lit clay lamps with cotton threads and coconut oil. Each lamp spread a little light. As more lamps were lit, the city turned bright as day. People still celebrate that night as Diwali by lighting a row of lights.
Every kind act is like a little clay lamp, said Shalu.
The world is much brighter if we use kindness each day.
And we'll always have more if we give it away.
The twins high-fived.
I'm so proud of you both. Happy Diwali! Let's light our lamps of kindness all through the year.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Grandpa Gopi's Magic Medicine, written by Chitra Sounder. I'm your host, Priya Iyer. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jentz, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.